No, I'm fine. It's just that you, as a musician, you have a little more time on your hands to sit around and think and question and, you know, think twice about things you've done. And no, but I'm fine.
Jayhawks founder Gary Loris admits to sounding introspective or even a little bleak in his songs. But Gary has reason to feel better than just fine. His first solo album, Vagabonds, is considered some of his best work yet. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, Rita Houston here. There's no requirement that a solo debut has to come at the beginning of a career. And with 20-plus years of musical history behind him, Gary Loris joined the ranks of veteran newcomers in 2008 when he released his debut, Vagabonds. Having the Jayhawks and Golden Smog on his resume puts Gary high on the list of alt-country forefathers, and the rootsy rock and roll yearning of those bands is still part of his solo sound. But writing his solo material, Gary was able to approach music without the sometimes compromising pressures of band life. As he explained to FUV's Claudia Marshall, songs like Omaha Nights showcase a more personal side in the lyrics, and in the music, he could pick and choose his collaborators, including Chris Robinson of the Black Crowes.
Well, I've known Chris since 1991, probably, when we were label mates on Deaf American, and kind of stood out from the rest of the pack, because the rest of the pack was like Slayer and Danzig and Wolfsbane. And Andrew Dice Clay, and, you know, so we kind of tended to
stick together.
Yeah, we kind of hung out, we shared a room kind of thing.
And birds of a feather.
Yeah, with all, yeah, that's the problem with those band names like Jayhawks and, you know, Black Crowes. Jayhawk spreads his wings.
You went there.
I know. I've seen them all. Chris, anyway, Chris and I were, I've been friends for a long time, and, you know, I can trust him to respect the material, and it, yeah, I didn't need somebody to tell me exactly how to make a record. I just needed somebody to kind of guide me through the material, and it just worked out well.
Riches in their thorns rumble where they lay, feeling sparkling secrets. Hold you would bring happiness, your absence sorrow.
I have to ask you, as a fellow Midwesterner, I'm from Michigan originally, but never in my wildest dreams did I imagine that there would be a great song about Omaha. And in fact, here it is, a great
Omaha. I like
Omaha.
And, you know, song. And it's really not about Omaha, the city, I think. There's this guy named Skip Spence, who's, for some reason, I tend to be drawn to kind of crazy people. Crazy musicians especially, and he had a song when he was in Moby Grape called Omaha. So I guess it was just more about a place you go when you need something, whether it's music or a book or whatever. It's something that saves you, and I guess that was just my thought, was, you know, go listening to Skip, you know, at night, late at night. So it's not literally about the city.
We'll find what we want. This finite journey, is it here the sense appears, or are we merely learning that money leads to power, power to corruption? The only way to heaven, mama, is the power of devotion. Oh, the hard nights gonna make it all.
Music from Gary Loris, that's Omaha Nights, recorded live in FUV's Studio A. To hear the complete interview and performance, visit the online archives at WFUV.org.